need the hype. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Officer Slam. Officer Slam is what some students say that they call Ben Fields. He is the officer who was seen on cell phone video taking down a 16-year-old student at Spring Valley High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Yesterday, that officer was fired by the head of the Richland County Sheriff's Department. On Tuesday night, Sheriff Leon indicated that he would do as much by saying the video is pretty explicit and it speaks for itself. That was after I asked him which way he was leaning. Lott said the officer used excessive force. Listen.
There's techniques that we're taught. There's pressure points. There's other things that you use. It's called pain compliance. And throwing someone across the room is not pain compliance. And that's not something that we teach.
Sheriff Lott said that it wasn't the takedown or the flipping of the desk that was excessive, in his opinion. He says it was the losing of contact with the student when he dragged her across the floor. That part was over the top. Officer Fields' attorney released a statement yesterday which reads, "First and foremost, Mr. Ben Fields would like to acknowledge and personally thank all those who have offered their support of his actions during Monday's incident that occurred at Spring Valley High School. He does have a lot of support, believe it or not. The positive response and heartfelt support of Ben has been overwhelming. We believe that Mr. Fields' actions were justified and lawful throughout the circumstances of which he was confronted during this incident. To that extent, we believe that Mr. Fields' actions were carried out professionally and that he was performing his job duties within the legal threshold. Mr. Fields welcomes the opportunity to address the particulars at the appropriate time. However, since this matter is presently under investigation with federal authorities, he is respectfully declining to make a statement at this time. Until such time, there will be no further public comments from Mr. Fields or on his behalf." On Tuesday, I spoke with the other student who was arrested and who also videotaped the incident. Nia Kinney is her name, and she says when she spoke up for the student who was pulled out of her chair, the officer threatened her.
He said, "You got so much, you got something you want to say, you got something you want to say, you want some of this too?" And I was just like, no, and I just put my hands behind my back.
And then she was arrested as well and expelled. She cannot go back to school, neither of them. Several students in the class are supporting Officer Fields, even the one who took the videotape, as do the administrator and the teacher who was in the class. The sheriff who fired the officer says a student brought it on herself because she should have complied. He said, "We must not lose sight that this whole incident was started by this student." This is a quote from him. "She is responsible for initiating this action." Listen.
"This incident started with a very disruptive student in the class. The student was not allowing the teacher to teach and was not allowing the students to learn. She was very disruptive, she was very disrespectful, and she started this whole incident with her actions."
However, as I have said and many have said, it doesn't look like what was on that tape. I don't think it warrants the student being treated that way. The student's attorney claims that her arm is in a cast and she has a head injury. Her mother told me as much the other night as well. For those who are wondering why we haven't heard from her, we haven't said this. We haven't wanted to say it, but it's been reported in other places. She is in foster care, although in other places said she was an orphan. That is wrong. She's not an orphan. Her mother is still very much alive. Her grandmother just died. And officials are not allowing her nor her foster parents to speak at the moment.
So was her grandmother acting as her parent? Is that why they said, you know how kids raised by their grandparents call them mama?
Well, we're not supposed to say who her foster parents are.
No, not the foster parents.
But her grandmother was still in her life, put it that way. And she just lost her grandmother not long ago. Her mother, and this is according to sources, she's not supposed to have any contact with her mother.
And why?
Because her mother gave her up when she was a kid. And for reasons that are not to be publicized at this point, she's not supposed to have any contact, according to our sources.
Did the guidance counselor at the school, was that guidance counselor aware of the little girl's situation?
I think everyone is aware of her situation.
Yes. And did the guidance counselor say anything to the teachers?
Well, I think the teacher. I think everyone is aware. I think the teacher is aware. It's not a big town, Tom. The teacher's aware. The administrator's aware. The officer's aware. The other students are aware. Everybody knows everybody, and they know of this student. There are still things that will probably come out. Someone will write about the student and her situation, and you know, whatever she's done or acted at school. But that's to say, I don't think that this young lady has it the easiest of lives, and that we should, in some way, have some empathy for her. That cell phone could have been the most expensive thing that she owns or has ever known. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's not to say she should have been using it in the class, but that just gives you context, which that's what we do, right? That just gives you some more knowledge about the story.
Okay.
And why she may have acted the way she did.
And the Officer Fields, he's lawyered up because he's going to sue?
He's lawyered up because he's been fired and there's a federal investigation. And he would be crazy not to, because if the feds come in and said he broke the law in federal way, he could end up going to jail, I would think. According to Sheriff Lott, Sheriff Lott says there's no criminal activity on his part. He's just looking at whether his officer followed protocol. Now, he said the officer followed protocol the entire time. The handcuffing, the taking down, the grabbing her. He said all of that was within the protocol. The only thing that was not in the protocol, which is the same thing that I said that disturbed me the most, was when throwing her across the floor. Mm-hmm. Tom, you are old enough, Jay, Sybil, you guys are old enough to know anytime you arrest someone, and most people don't want to be arrested. I know I wouldn't. Taking someone down and taking them into custody is very rarely pretty. Yeah. It's not. It's usually uncomfortable to see. And many times lay people will look at it and say, okay, this is excessive force.
They didn't take all that.
Have you seen
when it's not, but it doesn't take all that. I don't think it took any of that. What I'm just saying is what the sheriff said in his estimation, the part where he lost control, and that's not right within what the training says, is when she went flying across the floor. That's the only part, according to
him. Have you seen the third tape?
The third tape, I think, is a misnomer. Mm-hmm. I think that the tape was already out, you know, the one where you can see the frontal one,
right,
where you can see more of the action. That's what he was referring to. So I think there are three tapes. There's one that's far away. There's one that's a little bit closer that we saw that we see over and over. And then there's the other one that we saw that was a frontal one, and I think that's the one that he means by the third tape.
Are you surprised
told me
it
was already
he
released.
Has done? Are you surprised,
am I surprised
by the
what?
Support he has? Are you surprised by the support that the officer has?
No. Nothing surprises me anymore. I'm not surprised because, as you said the other day, and as many other people say, she should have just given up her phone or gotten up.
I don't think
you should handle anybody.
No, the officer
like that.
Definitely was wrong. She was wrong, but she should have got
it. I agree.
All right.
That's it for Joyner and Brown. They're done with you. No more questions for you.
Yeah.
Lemon.